If I'm ever on an airplane flight where the flight attendant becomes incapacitated, I think I might be able to do the safety instruction. Sure. I mean, I've heard them so many times, right? Maybe you have too. Actually, you know, they of course videoized the presentation now. It used to be they just kind of got up and did it. I like the part where that little yellow oxygen mask drops down from above your seat in the demonstration. In the video, everyone's wonderfully calm in this simulated oxygen problem. Yeah, I'm sure that's true to life. I can't breathe. I'm fine. Oh, look, my oxygen mask just dropped out. Isn't that nice? Well, the video shows a mother putting the mask on herself and then on her little girl. The instructions go like this. If the cabin pressure drops, get the oxygen to your face first and then to your child's. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about breathing the air your child needs. Now, when it's crunch time on an airplane flight, you have to first get for yourself the oxygen you need as a parent, and then you can give your son or daughter what they need. Well, in these increasingly challenging days for parents and dangerous days for our kids, we've got to breathe deeply what our children need so we can pass it on to them. Over the many years of doing youth and family work, I've often been asked by a parent, can you help my son or daughter? And often the most helpful answer would be, can we get the oxygen to you before we try to get it to them? How many times has our child's weakness actually been a mirror of our own? Their failure, a mirror of our failure. Their baggage, their needs. It's kind of like my child, my mirror. I have to get myself fixed before I can fix my son or daughter. And how in the world do we change things about ourselves that we haven't been able to change for all these years? Hope. Yep. It's in our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Peter 1:18. God says, you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers with the precious blood of Christ. Listen, we've all gotten these destructive hand-me-down ways of living from our parents, who probably got those same hurting ways from their parents, and so on. Even though we may have been determined not to reproduce some of those traits, and we may have hated some of those things, here they are popping up in our generation, marking another generation. Unless their hold can be stopped in your generation, unless I can find the spiritual oxygen needed, if I can, I can then pass it on to my children who can be victorious over this. Look, we've all got ways of doing things we've long wanted to change. And for a long time, it might be my temper, my negative attitude, my lack of discipline, my critical tongue, this addictive personality, a controlling personality, maybe this lack of affection, or my dishonesty. But God injects into our lifelong struggle to change this hope-giving word, redeemed. We can be redeemed from it, and you can't help your child with that problem until you've breathed God's life-giving oxygen first. And the bridge between the person you are and the person you need to be is spelled S-A-V-I-O-R, Savior. We need a Savior. Christ shed his blood on a cross to pay for a lifetime of your sins and mine, and he breaks the power of sin to enslave any person who belongs to him. And the Savior becomes your personal Savior when you tell him you're giving yourself to him. Look, isn't it time you opened up to the one who died for you for your sake, for the sake of your precious child, for the sake of future generations? Greatest choice you can make for all of those people is to say, Jesus, beginning today, I'm yours. I think we can help you get that relationship started if you just check out our website. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Jesus has redeeming grace for that son or daughter you love so much. But first, you got to breathe it yourself.